my favorite parts about coming to Spokane, Washington. Hey, you guys have a damn good fried chicken joint in this town. They got all politically correct with the name, and now it's Chicken and More. Last year, I walked in that door. I had one of the best times I've ever had, eating food in any city, anywhere. And today I went in. I had myself a cold Budweiser in a can for $2. And I ate so much damn fried chicken, I moved up to a B cup. Oh yeah. I'm not afraid. And my favorite part was this guy who was all strung out, and he ordered a big chicken dinner, and it was sitting on the table before him, looking as beautiful as could be. And there he was, face down, passed out on the table. So this song's for Chicken and Mo, cause goddamn you do it right. And here's for the guy 3 bags in, having a real bad night. I went up on the mountain for to give my horn a blow, and I thought I heard some pretty girls singing, yonder comes my bow. Crow black chicken for midnight, crow black chicken for days, until along come a big bow, now well, honey took my chicken away. Go back chicken, go for days. Go back chicken, by the way. Go back chicken, go for days. Honey, I like chicken pie. Thank you. my chicken away. I said, go, 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 throw that chicken fight away. Throw that chicken, throw for days. I need a little bit of loving from the bass, Lord. Enough of it, one more day to any kind of pie. Yes, sir! Thank you, friends. No, thank you. I'm serious, if you could have seen the way that this guy strung out so hardcore was passed out right next to his fried chicken. It was so beautiful. It was Americana.
I call it addict deep fried.
It was really something. That's what I learned today. That's what goes in the book today. Anyway, we would like to feature the next artist to play the next song, which is Ben Kaufman. That's the smooth, professional segue we got working up here. We're gonna play a great tune that our friend Sean Camp wrote. Sean Camp, great songwriter out of Nashville, Tennessee. And he wrote this one called There Ain't No Way of Knowing that we do know you're gonna enjoy.